We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Today's show is for adults only.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke. Forget it.
April Fools!
Yeah, see, some people appreciate a good prank.
If you forget what day it is.
April Fool's Day.
Stick around. This might be the year I pull off the greatest prank ever.
Your pranks are lame.
Your pranks just aren't working anymore, okay?
April Fools! Hello, campers. Hello, self-isolationists. Hello, self-quarantiners. Entering the fourth and final hour, the one we refer to as the bonus hour here on the Bobby Mack Show, on an absolutely gorgeous April Fool's Day. But it's just been an April 1st like no other. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this evening. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And, of course, my email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. See if I can take a stab at catching up with the text line here at 607. Bobby, we are at war. Just look at President Trump's briefing today. Had us all his military up there with him, and that was not for our eyes. Yeah. Sending a subtle message there. Bobby, Trump should make the Treasury convert that money-making machine into a mask maker. Gotcha. Bobby, how in the world are we expected to use common sense when so few have it? That was Albert Einstein who pointed that out initially, I believe. Bobby, do you think anybody has looked into how many of the businesses or big corporations that are shutting down over the virus are owned by or controlled by the Chinese? That is a concern of our people in the intel agencies and in the military as well, that while the market prices are driving down the stocks of all these companies, that the Chinese will move in and buy up huge amounts of perhaps even controlling interest in them. Bobby, hairstylist, a massage therapist, nail technicians, all those involved in the beauty industry are required by law to take no less than 8 hours per year of continuing education, which in large part revolves around sanitation. Students in cosmetology school learn as much about sanitation as they do styling hair. Yes, our industry is shut down, and the dirty keypads at the Walmart self-checkout still click away. Well, make a valid point. Bobby, please tell everyone, stop using junk from China. When you say I can't find it, remember, if were it up to them, Granny wouldn't have medicine. Think about it when you buy. Bobby, we can't see their grades. We don't exist. We only pay the bills. So the kids will get the refunds, not the parents, referring to the refund from USC and Clemson. Bobby Mack, let me explain something about the refund. Yeah, and I'm sorry, that was the first part of that text message. Hey, Bobby, I think everyone needs to take the corona test and lighten up. The test is drink a six-pack with or without lime, and then see if you can walk without stumbling. Good luck with that. 10 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. As you know, each day we try and find a few good news stories from the outbreak. So without further ado, let us bring in Gary Goodvoice.
Time to feel good. It's Bobby Mac's good news.
You betcha. A movie theater near San Antonio turned an outside wall into a movie screen and started hosting free drive-in movies in their parking lot. Apparently, every screening so far has been sold out. There you go. Life hands you lemons. You know what you do. A charity called Barbecue Relief normally serves food after natural disasters, hurricanes, and the like. Now they are keeping their restaurants afloat by paying them to make food for the homeless and for first responders. Here is a spokesperson for the charity.
The change in emotion went from not knowing what the next day was going to hold to one of hope.
It keeps businesses open, it keeps people employed, and it keeps people fed. It's very simple. We can't do it all by ourselves. I mean, this is one of those things, you know, we can do so much more together than we can divided.
Well, I'm really, really happy and proud to say that we were able to bring six employees back that had no income.
That's nice. Good stuff. Meantime, in the Garden State of New Jersey, a newspaper delivery guy has also been delivering groceries to anyone on his route who is high risk and can't leave the house. Although I think they're on lockdown in Jersey now, so I guess that probably is going to put a stop to that. Here is an unexpected side effect, unintended consequence, if you will, of the lockdown. It has given parents all over the country an opportunity to teach their kids how to cook. I don't know how well the kids are liking the idea. How about this? A guy in Chicago who deals with a lot of shipments from China got 10 million face masks sent to hospitals in Illinois. He managed to... He said he needed the money immediately to pay for them before somebody else bought them. So the state cut him a check for nearly $13 million. There was some confusion at the bank, as you might expect, when he tried to cash it, but he refused to leave until they figured it out. Here's the audio.
We're watching the news, and all we see is everyone running out of medical supplies. One thing that I'm fairly good at is getting product from China to here. When we got it to the bank, Bank of America didn't really know what to do with it. It was a very sizable check. I needed to get payment right away to China because of the Chinese demand right now. If you don't pay in advance, you won't get the product. It'll go to a different country. Any way I can help the state or country, I'm here.
Well, I like his idea, his willingness to help. However, let's hope those 10 million face masks were not the ones that were wiped all over the floor and on the Chinese workers' shoes. Meantime, we go west to Colorado, where a woman trained her dog to deliver groceries to an elderly neighbor so they can stay away from anybody who might be contagious. And a guy in England had an extra car sitting in his driveway that he wasn't using. So he is doing an online drawing and giving it away to a random healthcare worker who needs it more than he does. The company Tropical Smoothie has over 800 locations around the country. They just launched a campaign called In It Together, where they are giving out 100,000 free smoothies to doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers. There is a 60-year-old guy in South Korea, not rich, doesn't have a ton of money, but he owns an 8-acre plot of land that he is now donating to help people who have been hit hard by this crisis. And finally, on the romantic side, two healthcare workers in Pennsylvania decided not to postpone their dream wedding and got married on their back deck instead. Neighbors watched from nearby yards and even got dressed up for it. They set up a computer so their family and friends could watch online. Even the officiant did it over video chat. Here's the audio from the vid they shot.
Hi, Donald.
Take you, Lauren. To be my wife.
I, Lauren.
Take you, Donald.
To be my husband.
It is my privilege as minister by the authority given to me by the state of California and the Universal Life Church. I now pronounce that you are husband and wife. Family, you may unmute your microphones, and Donald, you may kiss your wife.
Oh, boy. All together now. Aw. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. There's today's good news stories from the coronavirus outbreak. Be right back here on the Hump Day edition of the Bobby Mack Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. An absolutely gorgeous hump day afternoon, or evening if you prefer, since it's now 6:20. In on my text line, 71307. Bobby, are we really buying face masks from China? No wonder the numbers are going up. Yeah, it makes you wonder. Bobby, I wish President Trump would issue an executive order forcing the major networks to televise his daily updates, if nothing more than to show them who's in charge. And I don't even know if legally he could do that, but you would think out of a sense of responsibility that we would see that, but of course we don't. Bob, about dirty keypads at Walmart, carry your wipes into the store with you. Bobby, Ross Perot is looking pretty smart and way ahead of his time. Bingo! Bullseye, as Ross himself used to say. Let me scroll down a bit and catch up with ones that I previously had missed. Bobby, we could do a flu contamination count as well, but people don't run and get tested for that. I wonder how many people have allergy symptoms that have them scared to death right now. Pollen count is extremely high. Yeah. Remember, we had the wettest December, January, February ever here in the upstate of South Carolina, and that certainly is going to contribute to this situation. Bobby, even if the 2015 virus wasn't COVID-19, who's to say that the Chinese didn't come up with it since then? I'm sorry, there was more on the previous text message that I missed. We could do a flu contamination count as well, but people don't run and get tested for that. I wonder how many people have allergy symptoms that have them scared to death right now. Pollen count extremely high, unless you include the total population and the survival rate, that is borderline fear. Mandarin, guys, come on, don't do that. I love your program. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, I think with the antibody test kits available, we'll see that many of us have already had it and are now immune. Well, that leads to another question, because we've seen anecdotal evidence that people who have had COVID-19 or the Wuhan flu, whatever you want to call it, and have recovered, some have apparently gone back for a second bout of it. So we're not really sure if having it once provides you the antibodies that you need to be immune going forward. Bobby, so is this Wuhan virus our Pearl Harbor, a Trojan horse virus? 2 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago plus, might have been 3 weeks ago, I made the comment that this was the greatest black op since the Trojan horse was dragged inside the walls of Troy. To the phones we go. Don is next up. He is in Fountain Inn. Hi, Don, and welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. I'm one of those submarine guys that's been texting today.
Gotcha. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, like I said, I've never met another sub guy in the upstate.
Were you a blue crew or a gold crew, Don?
No, I was fast attack.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
See, fast attack is you're the only crew.
Right. Right. Unlike the bigger boys.
Yeah, if they're gone 8 months, then that's one set of guys that are gone 8 months. We always, every time we left on a deployment, which is a longer run, the whole ship got what they call the crud.
Right.
But that's not what I called. I was listening to Leghorn's daily report, I think it was yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, it was yesterday. You're right.
And Dr. Bell spoke, she's the state's immunologist.
Right. Yeah, Dr. Linda Bell. Mm-hmm.
And she said that hospitals were at 80, correction, beds were at, I think, 54% of capacity. And what I was wondering is, how is it that there are no hospital beds if they have an occupancy of 54%?
You know, I have serious questions about some of these numbers being played fast and loose as well, and with good reason. Recently on CBS Evening News, in an effort to promote or promulgate the idea that the hospitals were overwhelmed, CBS News actually showed some video, supposedly from an American hospital, and as it turned out, they got caught because the video was actually from a hospital in Italy.
Yeah, well, it's pretty disgusting. I had to contact my doctor about a non-corona-related incident this week.
Right.
And I had to meet with her via Skype.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her something, and she said, oh, I'm not at work. I'm at home. And, you know, they're not having any more volume than what they normally do, from what she was telling me. But yeah, they're not even going to the office. And they tell you that if you get a serious case of the corona, you know, it can kill very fast. But at the same time, they're telling people don't go to the hospital.
Yeah.
It's all idiotic and makes no sense from any point of view that I can.
There does seem to be much about what we are hearing that is contradictory at best. Thanks. I appreciate the call, and thank you for your Submariner service. Appreciate that. I'm trying to read this, Angela. Who is next here? Gotcha. Thank you. Dan in Hendersonville joins us next here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Bobby. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Just a second to address your previous caller's concerns about the lack of being able to see his doctor.
Yes.
I've been in healthcare for 30 years. Hospitals are trying to get their census down and get rooms cleared in anticipation of what's coming. So that doesn't just distract from what they're going to try to attempt to do and taking care of folks.
Gotcha. Similar to what the president did with moving the hospital ship to New York, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to throw up to you with my call is the announcement today, interdiction into the shipping lanes and trying to cut stuff off from China coming into the drug cartels. We know that China produces a lot of the drugs, the materials used in those cocaine, crack, you know, fentanyl, all of the other things that come in for that. I think this is going to be an economic shot across the bow of China and a harbinger of things to come. I think we're getting ready to clamp down and shut down a lot of their illegal trade.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Many of the cartels are really hurting right now as a result of that interdiction. What a shame.
It's as much damage as they've done here, but I think the corona is going to, you know, we're already seeing the economic damage here, and I think if we shut down their ships, I think we're going to see a lot of their ships boarded, searched, and in some cases probably seized. I think this is just the beginning of what President Trump has up his sleeve.
Yeah, absolutely, and that would be fine with me if they started it yesterday.
I wouldn't call it retaliation, but I think we're going to put a big dent in their wallet and their financial capabilities here by doing that.
Yeah, there are all kinds of ways to fight a war, right?
Sometimes it has to get dirty.
Yep, absolutely it does. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call. Good stuff.
Thanks, Bob.
My pleasure. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. We do have one more quarantine on the way as well, and we'll work that into the last half of the bonus hour here on the Bobby Mac Show on Wednesday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Beautiful springtime day here in the upstate of South Carolina. Boy, the arrival of spring usually just gets everybody all fired up. And this year it is a somewhat muted, I guess is the word I'm looking for, reaction to springtime. Back to the phones we go. Let's head to Greer and bring in Bob next. He wants to talk about hospital beds. Hi, Bob, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, sir, very much. I'd like to put a point on the discussion about the number of beds and the availability of the hospitals in the state.
Sure.
You have 50 hospitals in the state of South Carolina, give or take, on any given good day.
Okay.
Of that, you're going to have hospitals anywhere from 1,200 to 1,400 beds down to hospitals with 100 beds. When you take all the beds and all the hospitals and you multiply those together, you're going to have more than an ample supply to take care of the people in this state that may or may not come down with this virus.
Right.
So from a standpoint of the number of beds, that's not a problem. Also, as a sidebar, one needs to understand that the hospital industry, from a bed standpoint, is governed by DHEC. They are the ones that will tell you yes or no if you can have a hospital or yes or no if you can increase the size of your hospital. So DHEC is the governing arm in South Carolina.
Gotcha. And DHEC, of course, has been even further empowered by the governor with more levels of responsibility during this ongoing pandemic.
That's very true. That's very true. Dr. Linda Bell is a very bright woman in infection control. And she knows what she's talking about. So you have a pretty good spearhead from that standpoint. But I just wanted to make sure, from the standpoint that people need to understand how hospitals work, it's the number of beds, not the number of doctors. And it's also that you're going to have more than ample supply of both when it comes, if it comes time. And that's the operative word here is if.
Right. Yeah. Bob, thank you very much. Useful information. Yes. And thanks for sharing that this afternoon. Yeah, Dr. Linda Bell is the state epidemiologist. Let's go to Lawrence next and bring in Wayne here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Wayne, and welcome to the program.
Bobby Mack, love your show. I'm going to, this is probably going to crouch a lot of people, but I'm going to say it.
Okay.
If you would live within your means and not spend so much, this time that we are living in isn't so bad. My wife and I live in Lawrence. We live within our means. We have all that we need. Mm-hmm. We don't overspend. We've never overspent. And the thing that kills me is the money that is available for, don't buy new cars if you can't afford them.
Right.
Don't buy stuff that you can't afford. Have some cash on hand. And quite frankly, right now it's running into a bunch of it. You lose your job. You lose it. I'm not doing so good in my job, and she's not doing so good in hers. Thank goodness there's no credit card debt or no house payment or everything. We all live way beyond our means.
Yeah.
If we just calm down just a little bit and live with what we have. You know, okay, so your TV's a little bit on the small side. Okay, well, it's a TV. It's driving me crazy that these people are losing their minds, that they don't have any. Well, you had money at one time.
Yeah.
What'd you spend it on?
Yeah, you know, it's sad. There are some hard truths that a lot of people are going to be bumping up against here in the coming months. And we are, as everybody is aware, a consumer-oriented society. You know, you deserve this, you should have this, and all the rest of it. And if you look at the number of people that have $0 in savings, have tons of credit card debt. What's the average credit card debt in America now? Something like 10 grand? And you're living paycheck to paycheck. Sadly, you know, when the days are like today, when it's bright and sunny, you're okay. But as my friends Tony and Philip at CSRP like to say, when the storms roll in, boy, you find yourself living in an entirely different world.
We had a chance before I met my wife. My house is paid. Everything we own is paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a substantial amount of money to live on. And unfortunately, cash is getting to be a way big pain in the butt.
Yeah, and that's intentional.
If you buy something and it ends up not being the right thing, and you go take it back. Went to Lowe's the other day, and she said, "I don't have enough money in my register to pay you." And I was like,
"Yeah, right."
Okay, waited for 20 minutes in Lowe's where you're not supposed to wait 20. My point is, just calm down, and you know, tomato sandwiches aren't that bad.
Yeah. In fact, I love them.
I get a little Duke's salt and pepper.
I get your overarching point. You're in that position where you don't have a ton of outstanding debt. Is it easy to get there? No, it's not. There's some sacrifice that is involved. But if you want to protect yourself, you want to protect yourself from the kind of situation that we're in right now. Sometimes, you know, short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain.
it just doesn't make any sense. And I understand internet, you got all of the stuff that's going on. Quite frankly, we're living like it's the 40s or the 50s.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you get up and you make some eggs and have breakfast with your wife. Cook lunch. Make your lunch that you take to work, if you're so fortunate to have work right now.
And, you know, the amazing thing is, and we need to stop and think about this, even given all the debt and everything associated with that, I mean, talking about the national debt, we are still the richest nation on the face of the planet, and we are still the biggest market for every other nation in the world. So will we be back? Yeah. Will there be some pain involved in getting there? You bet there will. But we will be back. Thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. And you're right. That's, you know, that's a dash of cold water, I'm sure, for some folks, but maybe a much-needed wake-up call. 6:45 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back. Yeah, really good songs never really die. They just get recycled, like the Tommy James and the Shondells tune from the 60s, Money, Money. 6:51 now, 6:49 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I mentioned we have a number of quarantunes today. A lot of people, I guess, because they're staying home and have some time on their hands, are putting their own together as well. We had one earlier, well, actually a couple earlier, from the Bobby Mack Semi-Professional Players. Not sure who did this one, but somebody has turned Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody into a quarantine tune.
Mama, I just killed a man. I didn't stay inside in bed. I walked past him, now he's dead. Mama, life was so much fun, but now I've got this unforgiving flame. Mama, ooh, I didn't mean to make them die. If I'm not
Not too bad. Not too bad. 6:52, 6:47. Richard is next up on the phone. He is in Greenville. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Mr. McClay. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Kudos to your last caller. I'm not sure if that was a Notch Baby or just a Dave Ramsey follower, but I missed that show. I think it was on y'all's programming.
Yeah, it was for a number of years. Yeah.
Yeah. But to the hospital bed, and I wish I'm not in the health care industry. I have spent a lot of time with family and stuff like that.
Sure.
And also being a power of attorney with my mother. But I believe kind of the way it goes is the bed's there, but they can't occupy it until they make sure they have the right personnel to service that room. The same way with when you go to a hotel, sometimes you see – there's empty rooms, you know there are, but some companies will let people, if they fly out at 8 o'clock, they'll let them go change after work, and then the room's empty the rest of the night.
Right.
So, and I'm sure in this, at least I imagine, because I think it's about four healthcare people have to is required to take. That's not including the doctor. You got the RN. One does the medications. Another does any kind of wounds or anything like that. Another does just the facilities, the bathroom stuff, and all that. And sure, now you're going to have another one that does nothing but sanitation. You probably have another one that's a navigator that makes sure all these people were talking together, when was in there, who was in contact, vice versa. What? So there's that's probably the issue. Is they have 54% that are ready and can be occupied, but they still probably have health professionals that can't. They don't have the people to man the empty beds.
Yeah, and each of these various venues in the hospital do have people who are responsible for making sure that they have enough people there. And that's why one of the major concerns right now, of course, is making sure that all of our healthcare professionals do not come down with this stuff, because were that to happen in any big degree, we would really be in big trouble. Thanks, Richard. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. You know that for a long time we have closed the Friday shows with Satchmo and Wonderful World, and we decided that since we are finding ourselves in uncharted territory, we'll do it every night. See you tomorrow. God bless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.